Dr. Power, first of all, congratulations on an incredible award here today. How do you feel about receiving the Medal of Excellence?
Oh, it's a fantastic honor and privilege. I've been with Alltech a lot of years. Certainly, it's a very nice recognition, not just of anything I've done, but of the research department within Alltech that such an award should be bestowed, because it's always been given for high quality research, and I see it as a nice, if you like, pat on the back, not just for me, but for the whole research division. So it is a great honor and a privilege.
Well, we've all been practicing saying the word nutrigenomics,
yes.
And with the opening of your new facility, congratulations,
yes,
on that as well.
Thank you. That's a fantastic facility. It's something we conceived perhaps 18 months ago. Construction went very fast. We had the good fortune to get the full backing of Dr. and Mrs. Lyons, both from the go-ahead scientifically and from the beautiful design that she put into it. We're extremely pleased with the way it turned out. We're also extremely grateful to Commonwealth of Kentucky for giving us that generous grant, which allowed us obviously to equip it and will help us staff it. But we do view it as a fantastic opportunity to move our research forward, move it to the next level, get more and more involved in this genomic work, and really come up with some exciting developments as a result.
How do you define nutrigenomics for somebody who's wondering how you get that nutrition and genomics together there?
Okay, well, one way to look at it perhaps is not to define it as genetics. I mean, we're not altering the genetics of an animal. We're not genetically engineering an animal. What we're doing with nutrition or with carefully selected nutrients is, if you like, fine-tuning the motor that's already there. I mean, genes and DNA represents the motor that's present in every cell and every tissue of an animal. So if you can find ways to tweak the activity of genes that are already present and switch on good genes, keep bad genes switched down, for example, stress response genes, keep them switched down with proper nutrition, then it's a win-win situation. The animal is healthier, it's more productive, and you have a lot more possibility of improving your efficiencies. We've also, you know, made very significant strides in improving genes or improving the activity of genes that are involved in energy production pathways. So in that way, the animal can produce more energy from a given diet. It means it's more effectively using its diet, less wasteful as a result, and more productive. So there's a fantastic range of opportunities out there for using this research for new product development and new nutritional strategies. So we're pretty excited by it.
Well, here at the 2008 Symposium, congratulations once again on your award and the opening of the new center that you're in charge of. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.